A popular Outcast production.
So, welcome to episode 4 of the Girls on Girls podcast, where
girls talk about girl things.
Yeah, we'll go with that. I got nothing, man. I got nothing. I'm so fucking tired. Today's topic is the ever wonderful ex-boyfriends, past relationships, you know, all that fun, happy horse shit that happened before where we are today. Yeah. In the studio today, we've got, allegedly, I guess I'm the MC here.
We took a vote.
I am Aislinn. And with me today, my two lovely co-hosts.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Lauren.
Hey.
So, let's get this this wonderful discussion underway. And who's got a story for us first?
Dish.
I have a pretty good one.
I want to hear it, yeah.
All right. We'll get right into the juicy one first.
Is this going to be about the guy that kidnapped you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
He's also the guy that held me at gunpoint, too. So, but those,
I like this already.
Those incidents were 2 weeks apart, so... yeah, I don't know. He was just a crazy person. He found out that I was cheating on him. Well, actually, he broke into my parents' house when I was away. And then when I arrived home, he came out to greet me and my friends that I was with, and everything seemed fine. I was a little weirded out that he was at my parents' house without me. He wasn't supposed to be there. And I walked into my bedroom and he had trashed it, like kicked holes in the walls. And my parents had just built this house and kicked holes in the walls, like broke all my CDs. And he had found this letter that this guy had written to me. And I lied to him. I'm like, nothing happened, you know. And he had gotten into my dad's gun cabinet and got one of his shotguns out and was like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill everybody. And I mean, at the time, like, I mean, it sounds really scary, but I wasn't really that worried. I didn't think he was actually going to do anything because he was kind of a pussy. And he just never seemed like the type that would actually go through with anything like that. And he was like 17 or 18 years old. Like, we were kids.
Yeah, who takes that shit seriously?
Yeah, we were in high school. So...
You're
maybe just graduated, but we were also engaged in high school, which was just total bullshit.
Oh man, you just gotta love those. You don't fucking do that.
I was stupid and, you know, like boy crazy from a really young age, so it was just kind of like, I don't know. I wasn't a great girlfriend for the first bunch of years of
my... I don't think any of us are. No one's good at...
I'm sorry, but when you're young, like, you want to go out, you want to experience different things, you want to, like... try out and like try to find like what you want in a mate, you know. I was like, you can't settle down with somebody when you're 17 years old. Like, that's just... it's just ridiculous.
So many people do, though.
I know,
so many people do. I always tell people, it's like, go be yourself.
Yeah,
like, figure out who you are.
But I love them. We're gonna be together forever.
I can't imagine them with anybody else. No, like, you don't even know who you are.
That's because you haven't even met that person yet. You're gonna meet someone that's like 100 fucking times better than this asshole you're with now.
Seriously, like, people are like, oh, I don't know, I don't want to be alone. But like, do you understand that, like, everybody has had shitty relationships? Like, everybody
has
had...
you gotta be alone. You gotta work on you before you get with anybody else.
Exactly. So you don't have to be with a dickwad.
No.
But anyway,
nobody wants to be with a dickwad.
Yeah.
Continuing Lauren's lovely story, which gets better by the minute.
Well, I don't know. It ended up... he stayed at the house overnight then, and all he wanted to do was have sex. I don't know how that was gonna make anything better. Like, I don't know what was going through his head where... I don't know. I don't think we did, but... I don't remember. It was so long ago.
Because that's the way
ago.
It is. You have a fight, and then you have crazy makeup sex.
Well,
in your...
I'm sorry, but
house. And then everything's good.
It was bad, and he ended up sleeping with my best friend after we broke up. I didn't want to see him again after this situation. Like, I hid everything from my parents, and then it was like 2 weeks later. I was at my house, and my dad was changing my headlight, and I needed to go to work, and my ex showed up, and my parents had no idea about, like, that anything had gone on. So
how did they not say something about, like, the holes in your walls?
He had kicked my CD stand into the wall, so he put, like, a big gouge in it.
Yeah.
So I kind of got, like, a patch kit, and I, like, patch drywalled really badly over it and then painted it, because they had just built the house, so we had all the extra paint and shit. So I actually had the paint handy, and I put my CD rack back in front of the worst one, so it wasn't real noticeable. But we were good at hiding shit from my parents when I was growing up. But he shows up when my dad's changing my headlight, and he's like, oh, I'll take you to work. And I said, no, that's cool. I'm just going to wait for my dad so I have my own car. And my dad's like, no, why don't you just, this is going to take me a little bit, why don't you just let him take you? And I don't want to let anything on to my dad, so I'm like, no, really, it's fine, I'll wait for my car. And my dad's like, no, it's cool. And my ex was really, really pressing the matter, like, I'll take her. So I ended up getting in there, or getting in the car with him, and he ended up going the exact opposite direction. He ended up taking me to, like, Middleburg, and called off from my job, pretending he was my dad, at a payphone. And my job realized that it wasn't my dad and called my parents right away. So my parents called his parents, and then his parents called everybody he knew, and everybody was out looking for us. And meanwhile, he had taken me to a cabin that was his friend's cabin in the woods somewhere, and he didn't have any guns or anything, but he just, it was the same thing. Like, all he wanted to do was, like, was have sex. And I was like, you're fucking insane.
What makes you think I even want you within 5 feet of me right now?
You kidnapped me.
I don't know. And his friend ended up showing up and was like, everybody's parents are looking for you. You know, you're in deep shit. Get her fucking home now. And on the way home, my parents drove past us going the opposite direction, and they saw us, and my ex, like, swerved off the road, and we're, like, he's trying to, like, run, like, drive away from my parents, and, like, he ended up, like, pulling into some parking lot of some church or something, and we hid there for a minute, and then I was like, look, like, what are you gonna do? What are we gonna do? You need to fucking take me home. This is done. So eventually he did. He took me home, and then he slept with my best friend, which I don't care. I really don't.
And she was dumb for doing that.
I don't know. I mean, we were all dumb. We were freaking so young.
It's the teenage condition.
So, and I never really held it against her. I was still friends with her. I'm still really good friends with her. I don't see her a lot, but she lives far away. But yeah, it was a weird situation. He was a nut job. I had a couple nut job exes.
I think we all do.
They go crazy.
I didn't have a couple. I went with one, and that was enough.
Yeah. You got a fun story for us, Ashley?
Yeah. Somebody else.
The time that I lived in Middleburg for, like, a year or so, because I was like,
why would anyone voluntarily live in Middleburg?
Well, I was going to college at the time at McCann.
McCann's not college.
And, no, it definitely is not college. It's
trade school.
So not college.
It is a place you should stay away from,
it is,
honestly,
seriously, a joke.
Yeah.
But, so I was going to school, and my parents and I were just not getting along for whatever reason. Because I was 19, I was like, I really want to be out of the house. I don't
want
to
do what
anymore.
I want.
Like, I have enough money that I can move out. I just don't want to be here anymore. And, like, my ex was like, oh, yeah, you can totally come live with us. And I was like, we were only dating for, like, a month. And he told me, like, oh, yeah, you can totally come live here. That's totally fine. I was like, are you sure? Like, are you sure that's fine? He's like, yeah, it totally is. So I moved in. Like, I brought all my stuff. And I was like, so, hi. And he's like, oh, I didn't tell my parents yet. I was like, what? I was like, I just had a giant falling out with my parents. Like, I can't just go back, you know? Like, I can't just go back after that. So I ended up, like, sleeping in my car for a couple days. And, like, then eventually he talked to his mom and, like, basically was like, well, she's homeless. Like, granted, I was a fucking idiot. But so I lived there for like a little while, and it was cool. Like, he was really nice, and like his mom was really cool, and like I got along with his mom and I got along with him and started to realize he was a mama's boy a little bit. But it was okay for like the first couple months, and that was okay. And then they're also very religious too. Like, they're very like Christian. F those people. But you'll find I have anyway. So then like we find an apartment up the street from his house. His mom's best friend had recently moved out of her living situation because supposedly her ex-husband, well, her current husband, was abusing her. I don't really know what was going on with that whole situation. But so then, like, her and I move in together, and, you know, it was kind of cool, like, having a roommate for a little while. Until I was the one working, and she had, like, disability. And she did nothing all day. And, like,
that... Well, she's disabled, actually. Yeah.
Didn't fly with me. I was just like, oh, my God. So then, like, I would get in arguments with, like, her. And then, like, she would take the side of, like, his, like, my ex's mom. And then they would have all their drama. And then my ex would get involved. And, like, he would side with his mom.
Awesome.
Over like something that was happening in my own home, you know, like I'm paying rent, you know, and shit, and like I was under their cell phone plan because I didn't have a cell phone at the time, so like I was like, hey, you know, we can go under the same plan and
get her. prepay.
Yeah, I was for the longest time, and then they offered me that, and it was a little bit cheaper, so I started doing that, and then she started charging me more. She was a very sadistic bitch, is what she was. She was very conniving, and I was more in a relationship with her than I was with her son. And that's what it turned. And when I realized that, and when I realized that I wasn't even really in a relationship with him anymore, I was in a relationship with his mom. Wow. Then things started going bad, because then she realized that I knew how much control she had over everything, and I wanted out.
Yeah.
And when she realized that I wanted out, she shut off my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I don't have a landline. I'm, like, totally fucked. I'd been living at this place for, like, a year now. Barely talked to my mom at this point. It's just gone down, like, just vaguely gone down, like, this horrible path that just kept leading on and on. Like, I would get in fights all the time with him. Like, we would just argue over everything. Like, I'm not Christian enough. Like, I'm mean to people.
Oh, God.
I need to pray more. Like, you and like,
wow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have made it with a guy like that more than a week.
If I hear, and like to this day, if I hear somebody say you need to change, I get in their face. I'm just like, fuck you. I do not need to change. Nobody needs to tell anybody that they need to change. Mm-hmm. That is completely all your own.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody should ever tell you that you need to change. It's not cool. But they used to tell me that all the fucking time. So she shot off my phone, and the night that it all went bad, I was just like, fuck this. I'm leaving. I can't take it anymore. She shot off my phone, and I'm like, what the hell do you do? Like, what do you do without a phone? Like, and my car was actually in the shop because I forget what was wrong with it, but, like, it wouldn't start. So I took it to a garage that it was their family friend. And he was, like, he had it for a month and couldn't figure it out what was wrong with it, you know? So I went to I took my bike, because I had a bike at the time. And I rode to the nearest gas station, which was, like, a mile away. And I was, like, crying at this point, like, bawling my eyes out. I'm like, you know, there's no payphone outside. Like, nobody has payphones anymore. Yeah. So, like, I ended up, like, going inside. I'm just crying to, like, the poor guy who's there. It's, like, 9 o'clock at night. And he's just like, I was like, can I use your phone? He's like, we're not really allowed to do that. But, yeah, here. He's like, so he gave me the phone. Tried to call my mom. She didn't answer. And then I tried to call my best friend at the time, which was a guy. And he answered right away and was like, what's wrong? And came immediately. He was like, get your shit, get whatever you need, you're coming to my house. And I was going to stay at his house, but he was like, let's go see your mom, let's see what's going on. So by the time I actually get to my mom's house, I'm like bawling my eyes out. I knock on the door, 2 a.m. My mom's just and I can't believe this because my mom is a completely judgmental person. She really is. She actually was just like, okay, come on in, you know, you can stay the night, tell me about it in the morning, you know, that's fine. And then, like, she's like, you know, whatever you have to do, whatever you need. And I'm just like, okay.
Parents are good like that.
Yeah. And then that made it really good, too, because, like, I learned from that situation, like, moving out the second time, when I actually moved in here with Bill, I'd been dating him for an entire year. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd been together for long enough. And I'm actually on terms with my mom that I still go and talk to her and I still connect with her. You never want to be in a relationship where somebody separates you from your family.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You can see key signs of, like, a very evil family. Like, when they were seriously brainwashing me. And I did consider myself an extremely strong person.
Right.
But I was fucking brainwashed. Like, I totally believed that they were, like, trying to help me for the longest time. And then all of a sudden, I just woke up one day and I was like, oh my god, this is not good. I need to get out.
Yeah.
And I can, now I've learned from it enough that I'm just like, I can pinpoint and know, like, those types of people. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of those types of people out there who seriously just want everything to be their way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They need to control every little thing. They need to judge every little thing. And everybody needs to be perfect and fit in that little, in their little world. And the world's bigger than that. Like, it's exactly. So close-minded and it's so crazy, but, yeah.
If everybody was the same, it would be very boring.
Yeah. Yes. But, yeah, so since then, I've kind of just been like, fuck that whole, like, look, I'm not against Christianity, I'm against those Christians. Like, the people that are just like, you need to do this. I don't need to do shit.
With people that use their religion as, like, something to hide behind for whatever bullshit they actually stand for.
Yeah. Because, honestly, like, if you actually read any of that, it's none of that's in there.
Well, we can talk about religion till the fucking sun comes up, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's probably another episode.
Yeah, but that's...
Yeah, I mean, that was my absolute worst relationship. Most of them haven't been, honestly, that bad. But I'm usually a quick learner, and I've had a pretty short dating life, so...
Not me.
Yeah, not me.
I got lots of stories. But, oh, man.
Why don't you tell one?
I want to hear this.
Your best one.
Oh, God. My best stories come from my worst relationship, which, after Jeff, was my longest relationship. 2 years of fucking bullshit. Meet this guy. Should have known right off the bat. Met him on, I have no idea if this website still even works, a website called hotornot.com.
I have a feeling that does.
Probably. I had my picture up there, fucking whatever. Because it was like, I was 18, I had just gotten my first mohawk. I was like, ah, fuck it, I'll put this up, see what happens, whatever. Get contacted by this guy, lives in the suburbs of Philadelphia. And I'm like, yeah, sure, you know, why not? Go hang in the city, whatever. So, you know, we talk for a while, I end up meeting him, we hang out, you know, the first weekend, I spend a weekend at his house, and it's cool, except for, second night, his grandmother lives in the family's house, because she can't live on her own anymore, and, like, they didn't want to stick her in a home quite yet, so she lived in the basement of a split-level house, and, second night I'm there, grandmother has, like, a heart attack or a stroke or something, and I'm like, I should really fucking go home. Like, I should not be here. He's like, no, stay. And, like, next morning, his mom flips shit that I didn't leave.
That you didn't leave?
Oh. Yeah, she's like, she was like, you know, your girlfriend should not be here right now, you know, after what happened last night. I should have fucking walked away after this point, because she made a huge deal out of it. But no. We continued dating for a while, and I soon find out, he's about to go to jail for a bit.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. So I'm like, no, no, you know, I love him. He loves me. You know, we're going to be together. We can work this out.
What was he going to fine. Jail yeah. for?
What he... There are many stories floating in the ether because I became friends with some of his friends and acquaintances, which I still talk to this day, but not him, because I don't fucking need that bullshit. But what he told me is he was hanging out with this kid that was a couple years younger than him. You know, he's 20, almost 21. He and this kid had a habit of... breaking into cars, you know, just taking the change out of the ashtray, just
a habit,
petty yeah. little, you know,
like bite your nails, breaking into cars.
Same yeah, thing. Sure, yeah, we'll go yeah. with that. Habits. Just petty little things, like not really, you know, anything. And I guess
nothing big, no biggie.
Yeah, though they happened to break into a cop car and steal like a couple badges or something.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, just a little habit.
The story, yeah, I should have known the story is fucking, whatever.
I am loving this.
He, you know, allegedly what happened was, you know, he was able to buy alcohol underage from like a local place that didn't card. It was just like, you know, a 6-pack from a pizza shop kind of deal. So he would buy drinks for him and this kid who was like 16 or 17, which why is like a 21-year-old hang out with a high school kid? Right. That's fucking shady. Allegedly, kid's mom finds out, flips shit. She finds like the police badges and stuff, you know, turns him in. And he says, you know, the court just wants to make an example out of me. You know, they want to show that they're tough, you know, no tolerance, blah, blah, blah. So I'm getting 90 days, possible, like, 5 days good behavior per month that I'm there, you know, if I do this sentence, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, well, that's bullshit, you know? They threw the book at you for blah, blah, blah. I come to find out later, allegedly, what it was setting an American flag on fire, running it up a flagpole, and catching an apartment complex on fire.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, which could be another false story. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I stick with him throughout this, and telltale signs start showing up while he's in jail. Like, I met this kid who just moved to the area, who was, like, super into punk rock, which I was also at the time, and I knew this kid had a girlfriend, like, we had mutual friends, and he was like, hey, you know, if you ever want to hang out, you know, like, here's my number, you know, da-da-da. And my boyfriend and I had talked about him moving in with me, to get away from, you know, like, the city and, like, all the bad influences that were around him. So I was like, yeah, I found this kid. You know, he's going to be, like, he's really cool. I think you'll like him. You know, we can hang out with him and his girlfriend. And automatically he's like, oh, so you're meeting other guys while I'm in jail? And I'm like, no, it's not fucking like that at all.
Wow.
And, you know, I took the bullshit and he's like, well, I just don't think we should be together. I think we need a break. You know, we'll keep talking. But, you know, I think we have some things we need to work out. Oh, the kicker.
This is while he was in jail.
Yes.
Oh.
The fucking kicker was, though, the day before, like, I spent his last free weekend with him at his house. It was, like, a couple days before he was going to go to jail. His allegedly ex-girlfriend shows up at the house pissed as shit that I'm there. His parents weren't home. We had taken turns getting a shower because it was Sunday. Like, I'm taking a shower. I'm getting ready to go home. I'm in his room getting dressed. She fucking busts into the bedroom. I'm fucking naked.
Oh, God.
And I was like, okay, hi, yeah, you need to fucking leave. She's like, who are you? I was like, I'm dude's girlfriend. Who are you? She's like, yeah, well, so am I.
No.
Yeah. Uh-oh. So she gets pissed. She goes outside. He comes out of the shower. He's like, what the fuck was all that? I was like, your girlfriend just showed up and she's waiting outside for you. He's like, oh, fuck. So he goes, he puts on a pair of shorts. He runs outside. To talk to her, he's like, stay in the house. This is probably going to get ugly. He's like, I don't, you know, I don't want you involved in this, whatever.
To which I would have poked my head out the window.
Oh, I did. I looked out the window, and they both saw me, and they moved, like, to the other side of the damn front it. Yard, so I could not see them anymore.
I probably would have walked outside and just stood there and watched them.
At this point, I
want to hear what you say to her, fuckhead.
Yeah. At the point in my life that I am now, I would have been like, nope, not moving.
Yeah, seriously. now, I was 18. I'm still in
fucking
high school at this point. Whatever.
Those days.
Yeah.
The days. Yeah, so I was like, all right, whatever. What the fuck was that? And he's like, no, I calmed her down. She went home. It's fine. You know, she's out of my life. Whatever.
Is she? She's
this,
not.
This comes back many, many more times in the future. Oh, this is...
So many
this
signs.
Story needs a movie. It would win so many Academy Awards.
Yeah. It's called Sid and Nancy.
God, if only. And if only I was Sid Vicious and fucking knifed that bitch. But anyway. I don't harbor any ill feelings. You know, whatever.
No, I'm talking about.
No, I'm fucking over it. He just doesn't exist as far as I'm concerned at this point in time. So he gets, shit goes well. He gets out of jail at 75 days instead of 90, you know. Comes home. He was supposed to spend a week at my house after he got out of jail. Well, he's on parole now. He's going to be on parole for 2 years. And he's not supposed to leave the county without his PO's approval, which is a thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's a totally legit thing. And he could only, like, swing the weekend. I'm like, okay, sure, fine, whatever. He's at my house for, like, a day, and he gets a phone call from his brother, like, oh, hey, ex-girlfriend's grandmother died, you need to call her. And I was like, what the fuck do you need to call her for? You're not dating her anymore. You told me you're not friends. You don't talk to her. He's like, yeah, but I lived with her for a while, and I was really close to her family, and, like, especially her grandmother, so, like, you know, I need to call and get, like, the details on everything that's happening, and, you know, we were family at one time. Right. I was like, fine, what the fuck ever. So, calls her, and then, like, the next day, he goes home, and shit starts to fall apart from there. Instead of seeing him every weekend, I'm seeing him, like, maybe once a month, and then he turns 21, and he's just getting fucking shit-faced, like, every day. One weekend, I show up at his house, and he's like, oh, yeah, my friend Sue and I were hanging out, and, I went to take her home, but there's a lot of traffic, so just, like, hang out in the living room at my house until I get home. So I'm there with his mom, who just fucking hates me. She refers to me as the hick, because I'm from central Pennsylvania. Obviously, wow. You know, I've got, like, an 8-inch black mohawk, I've got facial piercings, I've got tattoos. Obviously, I'm a goddamn redneck, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I smell like cow shit, you know. So, sitting, you know, for an uncomfortable hour in his fucking parents' living room while his mom's just, like, you know, watching me like I'm gonna fucking steal something. Eventually, he gets home, and he comes in, he's like, why are you sitting in the living room? I was like, because you fucking told me to wait here until you got back. And he's like, oh, no, it's fine, come back into my room. So I go, and, like, I take my backpack to his room, because I'm there for the weekend, and I sit down on the bed, and he goes to, like, get something from the kitchen.
Wait, didn't you say you were dating for 2 years?
Yeah, this is the beginning of the relationship.
Oh, beginning, okay.
Oh, yeah, no, 2 years.
Oh, we're still at the beginning, okay.
Oh, yeah, we're still within the first 6 months here.
Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah, this is a golden fucking relationship, let me tell ya. Wow. So, I go in, I'm sitting on his bed, and looking around the room, and what do I see on his TV stand? An open condom wrapper.
Nice.
So he goes and he does his shit and he comes back in the room. I'm like, you want to tell me what the fuck this is? And he's like, where did that come from? I was like, yeah, that's what I want to know. You were here alone with Sue for how long? And, like, you know, there's just this open condom wrapper here. And he's like, well, my little brother knows where my condoms are. He could have just done this to fuck with me.
Sure.
I was like, that sounds like total bullshit. He's like, why would I lie to you? Why do I have any reason to fucking lie to you?
Why do you not have any reason to lie to me?
You know, every reason in the world to lie.
He's like, God. I wouldn't lie to you. I was like, okay, fine, whatever.
Liar.
And like an idiot, I stuck around. I just should have fucking left at that.
Well, yeah. But well, we're whatever. Young and dumb.
These are the relationships that make us learn.
Yeah, yep. Seriously. So, time goes by. I was supposed to go to school in Pittsburgh, but I was able to transfer to Philadelphia to be closer to him. And, went to be closer to him. Yeah, I saw him maybe once every 3 or 4 weeks, and that was for, like, just a couple hours. Oh, he would come into the city, and we would hang out, and then he would fuck off and go do God knows what. Wow. And, but, you know, it's cool that I did move there, because as shitty as that relationship was, I met one of my best fucking friends there. Jen, if you're listening, I love you, and I miss you. Yeah, Jen's fucking awesome. She is the tits. But anyway, yeah, seriously, like, one of the only positive things to come out of that shitty relationship. So yeah, I barely see him while I'm there. At some point, his car takes a shit, and I con my parents into letting me have my car in the city, which I immediately hand over to him. I'm like, well, you need to get to work. I don't need a car. It's too expensive to keep a car in the city. So I let him have it. Oh,
I bet that was a good idea, huh?
Yeah, so this is back in the days of LiveJournal and MySpace when they were big things. And I would get constantly, you know, shit, like drama bombs going down all over my LiveJournal and my MySpace saying, well, you know, your alleged boyfriend was doing this, or he was doing that, or he was with this person or that person. And culminated in towards the end of my stay at the lovely Art Institute, which I don't recommend to anyone for any reason ever. It's a shitty, shitty, shitty school. I start getting, like, all these messages on, like, AIM and not Facebook. I didn't have Facebook at the time. MySpace and LiveJournal being like, oh, well, this like, 16-year-old girl is saying that, like, she had sex with your boyfriend in the back of your car. Like, he took her virginity. And I'm like, what? What?
Ew.
That's, what? No. Huh. So I confronted him about it. He's like, no, I gave her and her friend a ride home. She's just like, I don't know why she's spreading these rumors about me. Like, why would I fucking touch her? She's like 16. I can go to jail for that shit. I'm on parole. And I was like, all right, well, why is everybody saying this then? He's like, I don't know, because bitch is running her mouth.
Why are you hanging out with a 16-year-old?
Yeah.
Why are you giving him rides home?
Because everyone his own age was wise to the fact that he was a useless fucking asshole, so the only people he could hang out with were in high school because they thought he was so fucking cool.
Yep.
So yeah, then that happened, and we had a huge fight, and then, Jen and I were gonna go to this concert, I think it was Anti-Flag. It was like a couple blocks from our dorm. We were going to go to this, and he gets all pissed. He's like, oh, you're going to this like fucking concert without me? You didn't even invite me? And I was like, there's still tickets. You can totally go. He's like, well, I have to work that night. I can't even go anyway. Why would you go to this thing without me? You know I like them. And I was like,
huh?
Fuck all off. Right. Fine, I'll sell my fucking tickets.
Oh my god.
Aww.
I wasn't even super looking forward to the show anyway, so I found a couple, like, teenage city punks that bought them at full price. Whatever.
That's good.
I come to find out he did go to the concert, was shit-faced in the parking lot. Everybody was telling me this. He's like, I wasn't drinking. You know I don't drink. Like, I'm on parole. I can't drink. If I get caught drinking in public, I'm gonna go to jail. And I'm like, why is everybody fucking telling me you were drinking in the parking lot of the show? He's like, well, I don't know. I'm like,
they were all lying.
Yeah, which caused a huge falling out between me and a bunch of my good friends. Like, those relationships have been damaged pretty much to the point that they're not fixable anymore. Like, I stopped talking to a bunch of people. Like, we're on speaking terms now, but, like, the friendship just isn't there anymore.
Yeah.
Which is really unfortunate. So, whatever. My time there ended. I moved back home, still barely seeing him, maybe, like, once a month. Bullshit pops up every now and again. Gets to the point. We're together nearly 2 years. He shows up at my house at, like... Oh, no. Okay, this is the Christmas before. It's, like, day after Christmas... It's, like, fucking 5 a.m. I'm sleeping. I hear a knock on my window. And I'm like, what the fuck? I go to the front door and I open it. And there he is. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here? He's like, oh, well, you know, I met some friends online that live in your area. And we were hanging out. And, you know, now I'm here to see you. I was like...
You don't have a phone.
I was like, all right. He's like, but... My car ran out of gas down the street. Can you help me push it to your driveway? I was like,
where's your friends?
Fine. His friend that had come with him, somebody else came in and, like, picked him up and took him home. But,
what a nice guy.
Yeah, so I get in the car and I steer it while he pushes it into my driveway. That was a fucking fun-ass time. And then, find out later, like, the people he was hanging out with, he actually met a girl on this website called Vampire Freaks.
Oh my god.
It's like a gothic meeting site.
Vampire dating website.
Seriously. And because he used her cell phone to call me, at some point, she had my number, and like the next day after he left, she called me. She's like, "You need to stay away from him. He's bad fucking news. Like, we have a jacuzzi at my house. He was trying to get, like, the underage girls to, like, get naked and sit on his lap and shit." She's like, "You need to get away from that guy." And I was like,
"What a great girl."
And, of course, he had me brainwashed to the point where I was just like,
"You didn't believe it."
I was like, "That's dumb. Why would he do that? You're fucking jealous because he just doesn't want you because he said you're fat and you have a mustache." And that's pretty much how that went. But I had to go to her house and pick up some shit he left there. He left, like, his swimsuit and some hairspray for his mohawk.
Wow.
So that was fucking awkward. But a few months down the road, it's getting close to our 2-year anniversary. Again, he shows up, like, middle of the night, fucking unannounced. And he's, like, he's all fucking, like, beat to hell. He's got this, like, giant gash on his forehead and he's bleeding all down his face. And I was like, "What the fuck happened to you?" He's like, "Fucking cops, man. Fucking cops, like, blah, blah." And I was like, "All right, well, get in the house. My parents are still asleep. We'll go to the bathroom. We'll get you cleaned up. It'll be fine." Of course, he's fine until we get into the bathroom, which is between my bedroom and my parents' room, starts making a giant fucking ruckus, wakes my dad up, pisses him right the fuck off.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, get him cleaned up, whatever. He shows me, like, that he tried to, like, fucking slit his wrist, and I was like, "Oh, that's cool, whatever." He leaves the next day. My dad tells me I'm not allowed to see him ever again. He doesn't want him in his house anymore, blah 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 blah.
Oh,
blah.
That never pretty works.
Pretty much told my dad he could fuck himself.
Yeah, dads should just not say that ever.
But
if
I mean,
they want you to stay away from him, they should be like, "I totally agree with this guy. You should come over and tell him."
It was totally like he finally wanted to get back together and things were gonna work this time. This was after, like, the Christmas he, like, showed up at my house in the middle of the night with a friend. He fucking proposed to me. He had, like, an actual fucking ring.
Wow.
Yeah. Which, I come to find out, he more than likely stole from the girl he was living with.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, God, this guy's seriously a piece of shit. But anyway, so we finally get back together. Like, I'm feeling pretty good. We're gonna work things out. Like, it's gonna go right this time. But he does tell me that his ex-girlfriend is, has somehow gotten herself pregnant and is claiming that he's the father.
She gotten herself pregnant.
Yeah.
She slept with somebody and she's just so obsessed hung up on him that she's like, "No, he's the dad. He's the dad." Whatever.
I thought she, like, snuck into his house and stole the condom.
Right? I know. Like, or just, like, raped him in the middle of the night. And he's like, "Well, there was this one time where, like, I got really drunk and I was really depressed because, like, you weren't answering your phone and I really needed you. And then she just showed up at my house.
I thought he wasn't drinking.
I made a drunken mistake and I'm so sorry." And, like, she got pregnant from it. And I was like,
So it went from "it's not mine" to "I was drunk and it was an accident."
Exactly.
From
"I
don't drink."
He was like, "But you gotta try to get her to admit that this isn't mine. Like, you have to make, like, a big deal online that, like, you're pregnant, too, and we're so excited that we're gonna have this baby."
What?
Yeah.
Why does that help?
So, like, he leaves and shit, and this girl, like, fucking starts messaging me online, like, all this shit. Like, "I don't know what he told you, you know, this is bullshit, you know, da-da-da-da." And I was like, "Whatever, you, fuck you, you're fat, moo, go away." Because I was a bit insensitive in the day. You know, it happens, whatever. I was 20 at the time.
What do you got against fat people, Aislinn? Jeez.
Right? God. No, I just... if I hated somebody, I picked apart the one thing that I knew that they were self-conscious about.
Unfortunately, yeah. That's a common mentality.
So
everybody does it.
Then, like, shortly after that, he just, like, fucking stops talking to me. He's like, why would you say this bullshit that, like, you're pregnant too? Like, what are you trying to do to me? And I'm like...
he told you to.
Done. Fucking done. I've had enough of this shit. So I message the girl on my own. I'm like, listen, he told me to do this. You know, I'm done with it. You know, you guys want to have a baby together. That's great. More power to you. But I would seriously rethink my choice in fathers for my child. And she was like, well, you know, I was told by my doctor that I wouldn't be able to have children. So, like, I don't want to terminate the pregnancy because this may be the only kid I ever get. And I was like,
That's respectable.
That's fine. Yeah. I mean, you do for you whatever you got to do. I'm sorry for whatever bullshit I caused you in the last 2 years. It was not my intent. I was lied to the whole time. And I think you need to reexamine your relationship with him, too.
Yeah.
Because all the same nasty shit he was telling her... or telling me about her, he was telling her about me.
Yep. Yeah.
He was saying that I was obsessed with him, that I was stalking him, that, like, we dated for a little bit, but I just couldn't let him go. And she's like, well, you know, we've been together off and on for, like, 7 years, you know, I'm like, bitch, walk away.
Yeah,
and then
you just heard that there's another woman in the relationship, but
many more, but... he cheated on me constantly, lied about it. It's like, why would I cheat on you? You know, you're like, you're perfect. Why would I want anything more than you? But, you know, joke's on him. I lost count of how many people while we were together. So, yeah, it happens.
It happens.
You get pissed. It's revenge fucking. So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much how that ended. And then, like, he contacted me on Facebook. He's like, why are you saying all this shit about me? I'm going to take you to court for slander, you know, for saying all these lies. I'm like, you know what? I have so much dirt on you for things you're not supposed to be doing on parole. Don't even fucking cross me. I will get your ass in jail so fast. It's not even funny. Last I ever heard from him.
Yes. Bam.
So that was my exciting 2-year journey. The worst fucking 2 years of my life.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. I actually, no joke, started fucking cutting during that period. Aww. Like, he just had me so fucked up.
I did, in high school. I don't even remember the period I did that. It was the... burning? I don't even know the actual word for it. But
probably,
yeah.
Burning. Yeah.
Still have scars. Yeah, sort. Still have scars from that, but, like, it's just man. Yeah. I don't even know why I was so depressed. I was just depressed.
I think everybody was kind of a little bit depressed when they were in... when
they
it were
happens.
Younger.
Your body's changing. You're going through so much
your
shit
hormones
you don't understand.
Are all crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Oh, key moment in that relationship was, like, what Jeff refers to as, like, my 3-day hobo story, which he always wants me to tell him, like, I don't want to fucking talk about that. It's a period of my life I don't want to remember. But what happened was, I was re-enrolling in Philadelphia. I wanted to give school a second shot. My fucking car ends up breaking down outside the city. Fucking transmission is blown. I'm, like, a town away from him. Like, my car broke down. I need help. What do I do? I don't know what the fuck to do. And he's like, well, I don't know. I can't help you. And I was like, what the fuck do you mean you can't help me? You're supposed to be, like, my boyfriend in this. So a bunch of shit goes down for, like, a day or two. I've got nowhere to sleep. I've got some food in my car. I've got some clothes in my car. I'm fucking, like, sleep deprived, like, trying to sleep, like, under trees and shit so I'm not seen. I show up at his work at the time he was working at an adult store. Show up at his work. Who is there but the ex-girlfriend?
Lovely.
Visiting him at work. I was like, hey, here's what happened. Like, my car broke down. I need a place to stay. Can I just sleep on the couch in your basement just for tonight until I can call my parents and get them to come pick me up? And he's like, no, my mom just had, like, oral surgery, and she's in a super bitchy mood, and if she finds you on the couch, she's gonna flip shit on both of us. And I was like, fuck. I was like, where the hell am I supposed to sleep? He's like, I can take you to a state park, and I can show you, like, somewhere where you can sleep that, like, nobody's gonna see you, nobody's gonna bother you, it'll be fine. I was like, fine, I guess I really don't have another choice here, but whatever. So I leave, because he's about to get off work, and I walk up the road a little bit, and his ex-girlfriend leaves shortly after me and goes driving the same direction. I'm like, I know she's gonna try to fucking look for me, so I, like, hid behind a tree in somebody's yard. Whatever, it's like 2 in the morning. So yeah, that was a fun night, and he's just like, no, I can't. My mom's being such a bitch right now. Like, I can't help you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. There's more to that story, but I can't remember the chronology of things. And
yeah,
basically ran into a couple of fucking like heroin addicts and spent a day with them, and that was fun. And they almost got me kicked off a fucking bus.
Nice.
Yeah. So I apologize for like stealing half of this show, but man,
my other shit's stories crazy. Are just little random stupid stuff. Like when. Mm-hmm. When I was in college, there was this guy who I thought was just, oh, he was so cute, and he seemed really into me, and, like, nothing ever, like, we weren't really dating or anything, but I had taken him along to my town from school, because I commuted to college, to Williamsport, and I took him with me when I drove back down to Lewisburg. I was living in Lewisburg at the time with my best friend, and I had to go pick her up from work. So I had a break at school, and he came with me, and like she saw me with him, and she saw how he was with me, and he was, you know, affectionate and whatnot. Well, it turns out he had been lying to me about his name. Like the hints.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is crazy. He told me, and I'm going to actually just say the name because he's never going to hear it. He told me his name was William, and when we would be sitting together at school, like in the cafeteria or something like that, like his teacher, I remember specifically.
So you never had classes with this
guy?
No,
he was in like the food service program or something, and I was going for graphic design, so we didn't have any classes together, but we'd be sitting together, and I remember one time his teacher walked up and was like, hey, Jason, blah, 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 blah. And the teacher walked away, and I said, did he just call you Jason? And he's like, yeah, well, that's my, William's my middle name, and the people that I really care about, I want to call me by my middle name. So I was like,
your name is Jason William.
That was fucking weird, but whatever.
All right,
dumb.
I can see that.
Whatever.
I went to a high school with a kid. His name was Derek. He preferred to be called Ryan. That was his middle name.
Right. Well,
understandable scenario.
Okay. So yeah, it kind of like set me off a little bit. He wouldn't give me his phone number. He lived in like Mansfield or something like that. So he would never give me his phone number, but he gave it to me and said, "Don't call me." But then one day he told me to call him or something. And I ended up calling him, and I asked for William. And his mom had answered, and she's like, who? And I was like, I mean, Jason. So he gets on the phone. He's like, why are you calling me? And I was like, well, because I wanted to ask you something about tomorrow. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I was like, your mom acted like she didn't even know that your name, you know, like, I thought you said you wanted people that cared about you to call you William. Well, he gave me some excuse. I don't know. So I'm telling my two best friends, you know, the one who met him, the other one who goes to college in Mansfield mm-hmm. at the time, about this guy. And I'm describing him to her. And I was like, oh, he's so cute. He's this, and he's got these little tattoos on his hand. And at this point, it's like 1995 or 6. There are not a lot of people with tattoos at that point. And I said, he's got like a little clover or something on his wrist and this and this. And my friend who had been going to college in Mansfield was like, what's his name? And I was like, William, but most people call him Jason. And then I said his last name, and she goes, his girlfriend lives on my floor.
Oh!
So how freaking ridiculous. This guy, yeah, he had a girlfriend who was going to Mansfield, who lived on the same floor as one of my best friends. And it was like ridiculous dumb luck that like,
oh man,
it was so weird. So then he proceeds, like my friend tells his girlfriend, and she's like, what the fuck, blah, 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 blah. And causes this huge fight between him and his girlfriend, who apparently like took all of his shit and was like throwing it out into the dorm, like
good.
Hallway and
I've
stuff.
I've always wanted to do that.
But she ended up, he weaseled his way back in the room, telling her that I was just some random fucking girl, and like I was obsessed with him, and I was stalking him, and blah, blah, blah.
It's always the excuse.
Yeah. And
stalkers.
To the point where my friend, who was going to school up there, believed him and his girlfriend over me. And that actually caused a little friction because then our other friend who saw us together was like, dude, no, I saw the way he was with her. He was all over her, like, all the time. Like, there was no fucking way that this was all, like, a one-sided him, like, shoe stalking him Lord. Thing. And it was just, it was a really fucked up situation. So I'm like, freaking out. The next time I go to school, I'm waiting outside of one of his classes where mm-hmm. I know he is. And all I wanted to do was say to him, what the fuck, dude? Like, I wasn't really invested in it. We hadn't slept together or anything like that. Like, all we'd done was, like, make out a couple times. And so it was like, it all this happened in a pretty short period of time. But all I wanted to do was, like, find out what the fuck he was thinking. Like, you're just trying to get away with having two girlfriends, basically, mm-hmm. was what he was trying to do. And yeah. Like,
and so close together. We'll never find out about each other.
Yeah. And by some stupid, ridiculous stroke of luck, like, I found out about it really quickly. And all he did when he came out of class, like, he looked at me and he was like, I'm sorry. Like, put his hand up and was like running away from me. Like, he wouldn't even talk to me. He wouldn't look at me. Wow. He was just like, I'm sorry I wasted your time. Blah, 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 blah. And it was fucking ridiculous. And I was just like, whatever, dude. I don't fucking care. I was in college. There was a bajillion other guys that,
I
didn't care, but fuck, dude.
I hate that situation where they're just like, they act like they're ashamed of you.
Ugh.
Like, you, for whatever reason, like, you're just like, I don't, like, I was hanging out with this one guy when I was in school, and I was in college, and I can't even call it college. But, like, I was hanging out with this guy, and, like, we ended up, like, going to his house to, like, watch movies, and, you know, we did stuff, and then, like, we're driving back because he was, like, driving me back to my car, and it was, like, for me and him, like, it was just, we're doing it, whatever. And I didn't say anything to him, he didn't say anything to me, and, like, on the way back, he was like, so, I don't want you to tell anybody at school about this. I'm just like, I wasn't going to, but Jesus, like,
seriously,
what am I to embarrassment? Like, that's just fucking bullshit, man. Yeah. Like, you slept with a girl. That's horrible. It was a one-night stand. Like, and it was
maybe
terrible.
He had a girlfriend and just didn't want to get out.
It wasn't even good.
I mean, not that I'm trying to justify it. Oh, they never are.
It was so not good. It was just like, he was like this big.
Oh, God.
It's not really about the size. I mean, if you can't fuck, you can't fuck. It doesn't matter how big your dick is.
But it wasn't even that.
Yeah, but if it's really little,
it was really little, and he was like, well, I have to put on two condoms. I'm like,
okay, for one, putting on two condoms is, like, just gonna make them both come off, so.
I don't think he knew what he was doing.
Wow.
Clearly not, if he thinks really, he put on two condoms.
Honest to God, do not think that the guy knew what he was doing. It was just not pleasant at all. I just, you know. I was like, so what am I supposed to not tell them?
Be like, oh no, fuck you, I'm telling everybody now.
He probably just didn't want you to tell anyone because he didn't want you to
suck at this.
Mention his micro penis.
Maybe. It was so bad.
Oh, man. I dated a guy who was 6'11".
Shit.
He was gigantic human. He wore size 23 shoe.
Jesus.
And let me just tell you, the size of the foot has absolutely nothing to do with the size of the penis. Nothing.
Genitals are just a random factor. Like, it doesn't even matter, like, if your dad's got a big dick, doesn't mean you're gonna have one.
Right.
Ma'am.
I kind of have come to the conclusion, and this is my own thing, I found it to be true so far, but it has to do with the size of your features, hands, nose, and ears. I don't know. That's just from my experience. People, guys with big noses and big ears.
I can see that.
Because this tall guy had, like, really, like, baby hands almost, and little tiny nose, and, like, small facial features.
I've also kind of noticed, like, the shape of the guy determines, like, the shape of, like, the width or whatever. Generally, that was true. There was one instance where that was not true at all, and it was just strangely wide and uncomfortable. Yeah, that's
I don't think I've ever had a strangely wide.
In my preference, anyway. Wide is not a good thing.
No.
I didn't think that was an option until that moment, and I was like,
you want me to do what with that?
Like, I don't know about this anymore. This seemed fun.
Did you ever date any guys that were, like, super needy and really just clingy? And
I had to dump one once. It was so bad. Like, he was such a nice guy, and I felt
they're
so
nice
bad.
Until you dump them.
And then they go fucking crazy. Yeah, bad shit.
That was the worst part. He didn't go crazy. He just cried. Aww. And I was just like, this is terrible. I feel like the worst person ever.
Mine was...
He was just such a sweet guy, and, like, we just weren't the same type.
Mine was the guy who I had talked about before that had me flowers delivered while I was working for my birthday. We were sort of dating for a while. Like, I was like, look, I don't want a relationship. I don't want to be exclusive. You know, date whoever else you fucking want. You know, I'm chill. We're hanging out. We can fuck occasionally. Whatever. He got, like, super clingy and attached, and it came to the point where I'm like, I want to see this other dude, and I don't want to see you anymore.
Right.
That's just the way it is. And he would fucking show up at my work. He would, like, corner me in the back of the store just to talk to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you need to fucking leave.
Yeah.
So finally, I don't even remember how I got him off my back for a while. I think it's because I fucking quit that job, and then I started working at Totem for a while. And a few months go by, I'm working there, phone rings. I pick it up, I'm like, Totem Tattoo. And goes like, hey, this is so-and-so, can I talk to AJ? Because he was like, major fucking stoner. The only perk of dating him was I got my drugs for free.
Nice.
So I was like, what the fuck? So I give the phone to AJ, he talks to AJ, I was like, that fucker isn't coming here. He's like, oh yeah, why? What's wrong with dude? I was like, I don't want him here. He's fucking crazy. He's obsessed with me. And he's like, no, it'll be fine. It's fine. Whatever. He's like, I'll meet him outside. It'll be all right. So, of course, like, my fucking car is in the parking lot.
Right.
He pulls in. AJ's already outside. Like, and they talk, whatever. I think, I don't know. I don't remember exactly what they were talking about, but he comes in the shop. And, like, I see him walking towards the door. I go in the fucking back of the shop. And just, like, I'm back in the piercing room, like, organizing shit. Like, working, not here. Comes, nobody is in the shop. Comes straight into the back. And he's like, so how long have you been working here?
Oh, God.
And I was like, who the fuck told you you could come back here? And he's like, nobody, I guess. And walks out. And I'm like, fucker is gonna start stalking me here now. I am not safe anywhere. I'm like freaking the fuck out. I eventually go back out into the lobby and sit down because I think he's left at this point. So, like, you know, I'm sitting at the counter like you do, and he comes in. He's like, I just want you to know you're the best thing that ever happened to me. And like walks out, and I'm like, I can't fucking deal with this. I cannot fucking deal with this. This is insane. So AJ eventually comes back, and I'm like, I don't want him in the shop ever again. This is what happened. He is fucking crazy. I don't want him near me. And AJ's like, why don't you just fucking tell me? I'll just fucking armbar him. It'll be fine. I was like, could you please next time? I was like, seriously, go, I do not AJ. Want this asshole in the shop because he's going to be fucking creepy and fuck my day.
Yeah.
He's like, no, it's fine. He's like, I got you, honey child. I got you.
I did have a stalker once too. It started out as like a Facebook thing, and like him and I were like, all right, you know, we'll hang out, we'll fool around once or twice. Like we fooled around once, and then I realized he's crazy and then started stalking me. Wow. And I ended up having to block him from like Facebook, but yeah, he did figure out where I worked, and like, yeah.
Yeah, not fucker good. Used to wait for me to get off work. He was, like, waiting at my car.
Mm. See, he never did that. He would just come in, like, while... He would just come in to, like, eat all the time. No. I'm like, nobody eats here. Come on. Nobody... Who is at Haas's? Nobody likes Haas's. Come on.
AJ and I eat at Haas's quite a bit.
Really? Actually.
Ugh, well, it's the only restaurant he'll eat at because they have the salad bar. And he only eats, you know, fruit and vegetables and stuff, so...
But I've noticed, like, I'm sure there are relationships we've all been in where the dudes are probably sitting around telling the same fucking stories about us, how the crazy shit we did. Yeah. Because it's always the battle of who cares less. The person who cares less has, or acts like they care less, has the power.
Right.
Yep. They can make you do whatever shit you want. They will turn you into a fucking crazy bag of batshit.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And we've all done the crazy, crazy shit.
Oh, yeah.
I've done it. We've all done it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Been not there. Proud of that. No. Maybe that'll be another episode.
Yeah. What's the craziest shit you've done for Lerv?
Yeah. All right. I think we'll...
Yeah, we're about we'll to wrap hit the that one up. Mark here.
Nice.
Should probably wrap it up.
Yep.
But...
That was fun.
Yeah.
It's been a...
Reminiscing.
Oh, geez.
Not so much.
No, you know...
I don't miss any of that.
All in all, though, you know, it makes us who we are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, like, you live, you learn, you know...
Exactly.
You gotta kiss a lot of frogs till you find your prince.
And I never regret my past, because if it wasn't for my past, yeah. I wouldn't be where I am today. Exactly. I would not be in the healthy, stable relationship
right.
I have.
Yeah. Right.
And we're all in really good relationships right now, so...
I almost at... I'm at the point where I almost hate talking about my relationship to people that I... Even people that I know really well that I know aren't on really the same wavelength with their significant other, and... I almost feel guilty telling them, like, I'm really fucking happy. Like, I know what I want. I have found a person that embodies everything that I want, have ever wanted in a person, and I'm fucking happy.
Yep.
And, I did some questionable shit when I was younger and did stupid stuff. I don't regret it, so.
No.
Fuck it.
Regrets are stupid. Everything you do makes you who you are now. If you hadn't, like... Even if you had a time machine to go back and be like, dude, this is not going to pan out well for you at all.
Yeah. I would still do it.
Yeah, you got it.
I would still do all of it again.
But
because
the reward is so good.
Because who I am now is so much better than that.
Yeah. You got to go through the shit to make yourself a better person.
Exactly. Right.
That's what it is.
But if you're young and you're listening and you're in one of those shitty relationships, just
grow
from it and get the fuck out.
Seriously.
If someone is like
abusing you mentally,
physically. Emotionally, physically, you know, to your boyfriend smacked me across the face once and convinced me it was my fault. I insulted ex-girlfriend by calling her fat and I got 5 across the face.
Holy fuck.
And then he made me believe it was my fault.
Yeah, any guy ever, that was one thing that I would never, if any guy ever even tried or came close to trying to put their hands on me, it ended right then and there.
Yeah.
Like, that would not fucking fly with me.
If anybody makes you feel shitty about yourself, or if you're embarrassed to tell anybody about the shitty things they do to you, you need to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Talk
doesn't
to somebody.
Matter if you're
reach out to somebody.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're a girl getting abused by a dude, if you're a girl with another girl, guy with a girl, guy with a guy. If somebody is making you feel like shit, get help. Get out.
Yeah.
You're gonna wind up dead in a ditch.
Yeah. You don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
So
I got lucky.
Yeah.
Really lucky.
Yeah.
There are better things out there. Don't settle for less than what you're worth.
Yep. We're all living proof.
Seriously.
Yep. All right. Well, that has been
Episode 4.
That was episode 4 of Girls on Girls.
If anybody has any ideas of any episodes they would like to hear.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your input.
Yeah, let us know how we're doing.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know if
we
you
love
like the show.
Feedback.
Feedback is good.
We are on iTunes.
Yes, we got our official iTunes email this week.
Yeah.
Give us a listen, which I'm sure you already found this on iTunes, so what the fuck am I telling you this for?
Just give us a listen.
But give us feedback, you know, rate us,
we
give us comments.
Yeah,
you know, let us know what's up.
All right.
Do you want me to stop talking like this?
If you hate the eating in the microphones, just let us know.
Tell us.
We'll probably still do it, but...
You know, yeah, I mean, we might just say, you know, fuck you, we're going to do what we want,
we
but,
may
you know.
Get better at it. Yeah. Maybe.
Or we'll maybe see. Not. I don't know.
We haven't decided. All right, well, later.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.